Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, Boosters. Happy Friday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Hope you have a great Friday, and I also hope you have a fantastic weekend ahead. Hope you got some plans to re-energize and recharge so you're ready to go again as your school leadership journey continues. This week, as you know, we have walked through understanding absenteeism, try to identify some best practices, how we can address our current system, and then setting a plan for improvement. All of that is great and wonderful, but now, today, we're going to close out our series by focusing on that crucial final step, and that is how do we effectively communicate this plan to our stakeholders. Getting buy-in and support from our entire school community, this is going to be essential for the successful implementation and sustainability of any attendance initiative. Okay, so let's dive into a few suggestions on how we can communicate our plan to our stakeholders. This isn't going to be just a standard message to everybody. We're going to need to tailor a message to each audience. So when we're thinking about our staff, focus on the why here. What we're looking for is student success. Maybe the what is going to be specific changes to their roles and responsibilities. Again, our staff is always going to want to know, how does this impact me? And then the other part is how the training and resources that we are going to provide to make sure that they are equipped to be able to do this role. And emphasize their vital role here. Their role in this process is going to be key for us to see any success. Don't forget about getting down to the nitty-gritty with it. I can think about a time where we were talking about a new attendance policy or some new attendance codes, and I didn't even talk to our teachers about how to enter it into our system. That had changed too. So don't forget the little bits. Make sure that your staff is prepared and well-equipped to be able to handle their portion of this new initiative. Now, when we're talking about parents and guardians, that message is going to look a little different. We want to really emphasize the positive impact on their child's learning and their well-being. Take time to clearly explain what the new expectations are and how they can partner with the school to see that improvement. The Education Trust has a great quote here. They say, when parents understand the importance of attendance and how they can support it, it will improve outcomes. And I thoroughly agree with them. Now, students, we're going to frame that a little bit differently. Frame it positively. Focus on the benefits of being in school, not the negatives of not being there. Think about friends, learning opportunities, and involve them in the process where appropriate. Help them frame that message. Help them tell that message. But again, stay in the positive. We're not about consequences here. We want to have students understand the importance of coming to school. Then also you have those community partners. We talked a lot about them this week. Highlight how our plan aligns with their missions, how their collaboration can help strengthen this community of support for families and help get students to school. Now, we also got to think about how we communicate this. We want to utilize a variety of channels. Don't just send an email. Emails, newsletters, school website, parent meetings if possible, and certainly social media. And you may also need to have some one-on-one conversations and not just with your families of students who are habitually absent. You also want to have some one-on-one conversations with your big key players in the community that are going to help push this message, going to help our families and our community understand the purpose. Think about specific languages too. Are there some cultural norms of your school community that you need to make sure that you address? Be a good opportunity to use some cultural liaisons if you happen to have those within your community or can get to some outreach opportunities to get some of those people to be involved in this process. The other thing to keep in mind is that we want to make sure we are transparent but also consistent. Clearly articulate the problem. The data is going to tell us the problem. And then when we get to the solution, tell them the plan and what our expected outcomes are. As we do this, being consistent and having that consistent messaging across all of our platforms and all of our stakeholders is just going to only lead to less confusion. It's going to also add strength and validity to why we're doing what we're doing. Michael Fullan has a great quote here. He says, "Clear and consistent communication builds trust and fosters collaboration." And keep in mind, this is what we're looking for. We're looking for a collaborative partnership between our families, our students, and our schools. Together, we're going to work to get our students back in school. This partnership and support, it's something that we we should emphasize. Frame this initiative as a collaborative effort. It's not just a directive. This isn't just a new rule. It's a good time to reassure stakeholders that support's going to be provided for successful implementation. We're not just asking our families to do something without support coming from the school. The other thing to also keep in mind here, if you have some success stories or any positive impacts, make sure that we are continuing this loop of communication and get those out there when they emerge. It's a good opportunity to show the success that we're having and tell the story to our community. Last thing I would advise is think about ways to provide some opportunities for some Q&A or certainly some feedback. Be a good time to host some information sessions or Q&A forums where your stakeholders and community members can ask questions and provide some input. The chances of us always thinking about every single thing are just pretty slim to none. So get that feedback from your stakeholders, and providing those opportunities not only is a good look for us out in front of our community so they can see us in action, but it also shows that we are doing this as a partnership again. Be open to that feedback, though. Be willing to make some minor adjustments. We may have to tweak the plan based on some constructive criticism or, again, the things we just didn't think of. The biggest piece here is to get that information so we have the opportunity to be able to make adjustments to that plan. Okay, to wrap up Friday and wrap up this week on student absenteeism, we talked today about communicating this plan to our stakeholders. And it's really about tailoring the message. We want to use diverse channels. We want to be transparent. Don't forget to emphasize the partnership and then also provide those avenues for feedback. This is like orchestrating a symphony, and every instrument needs to play its part. Clear communication is the conductor, ensuring everyone is on the same page, working in harmony towards the beautiful outcome of increased student presence and success. Remember, when our community understands and believes in our vision, our plan gains incredible momentum. Thanks for listening this week. I hope you've had a wonderful week. If you're looking for some resources on how to develop this plan and get you started, get you going down the right road, reach out to AWB Education. We'd be happy to help you, or at least get you in touch with the people that certainly can. You don't have to go at this alone. A quick little reach out is going to help get you that information. Otherwise, thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.